First of all, the title of your article is "Those Who Go After Gays and Sex Workers Will One Day Go After Teachers and Doctors." Can you explain what you mean by that?
What I basically mean is that people need to stand up against injustice, even if it's meted out against people they might disagree with, because injustice creeps upon society. Starts with minorities, starts with people who are different from the rest of us all. But eventually, it consumes the entire society. And I give examples in the articles of people who are like us, you know, they're standing up for basic rights of pay, of work conditions, who have been subjected to the same kind of disruptive interference by state agents as the homosexual community or the gay rights activists in Uganda.
And later on you go on to say that regardless of your views on homosexuality, something like the recent raid on gay activists should concern everybody. So how do you convince someone who is against homosexuality that they should be concerned as well?
Well, because you need to separate the moral from the legal. You might have your views about homosexuality. You might detest homosexuality and people who choose to be homosexual. But you must be willing to defend the basic fundamental rights of association, of assembly, and of expression. Because if they take those rights away from the homosexuals, nothing stops the government from taking those very rights away from you. So it starts with the people who are easier to isolate and demonize, but it eventually, and history is littered with hundreds of examples, it eventually catches up with everyone.
And was this recent raid an isolated incident or part of a bigger pattern in Uganda?
We have seen, of course, the gay bashing in Uganda has been around for a long time, and there are people who have very strong views against homosexuality. And they are entitled to those views. People who have a problem with homosexuality are as entitled to holding those views as those who, you know, think that homosexuals have a right to live their lives as they choose. And that debate needs to take place. But what we're saying is not just the gay bashing. We're seeing an erosion and the curtailment of civil liberties. Opposition demonstrations and political rallies have been cut up or interrupted. We've seen attempts to influence the content of radio and TV broadcasts as well as print articles. We've seen demonstrations by teachers, by doctors broken up. There is a pattern there emerging. There is a pattern, and the pattern is that the government, where people hold views that are critical of its policies or are views that the government does not agree with, is willing to abuse the constitutional rights of assembly, of expression, bringing the law enforcement agencies to actually abuse the law.
Now, Uganda has received a lot of negative attention from the international community because of an anti-homosexual law being put forward in the parliament. The government's response has been that this is a Ugandan issue. It doesn't concern anyone else. Do they have a point?
A lot of the criticism by the international community has actually been self-defeating. You cannot stop, or you should not condemn those who hold alternative viewpoints. So if there are people in Uganda who have, you know, strong views against homosexuality, they have a right to be heard. They have a right to have their views debated. But the people who say they speak they have a problem with homosexuality, do not represent every Ugandan. Now, as a straight Ugandan with a family and a partner, I have my views about homosexuality, but I don't think it is my place to determine how the next guy chooses his life and what sexual orientation he chooses. So this needs to be seen as the rights-based issue. The people who try to stop the debate actually push the issue away from a rights-based issue. They lose the moral high ground, and they give fuel to those homophobic people who say this is something that is being pushed and sponsored from the outside.